back to the Retro Rick Podcast. I am your host, Rick. Yes, yes, I'm back on the mic. Actually, I was actually on the mic yesterday, but I decided to scrap that episode. You know, sometimes when you start recording and you be like, you know what I'm saying? I said, too many times, and I was like, let me scrap that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm back. We lit today. My energy is on deck, and we here. You know what I'm saying? Please hit the website, bhrclothing.bigcartel.com. It's winter coming. And I'm gonna have some things up there, man. I'm gonna have a few things up there. I'm just a perfectionist, and you know, I'm just taking my time, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm in this marathon. I'm not here to sprint, but just know when I get it rolling the way I'm planning on getting it rolling, we lit. But please hit the website, bhrclothing.bigcartel.com. Support a real one. You dig? You know, anybody that know me know, man. I support niggas. You know what I'm saying? Don't matter what it is. If I'm fucking with it, I fuck with it. And you got my support. So hit the website. Follow me. Tell people about the podcast. That's all I ask. Man, like I said, I was going to drop yesterday, but I wasn't digging that joint. So I was like, you know what? Let me just pull up. I'm going to come down here today, man. And we're going to turn it up, man. Also got a couple people lined up. So we about to get that jumping off and, you know, keep on getting better and better with the content. You know what I'm saying? I treat this like basketball. When I played basketball, I used to go to this church down from where I lived at, and they had a basketball court. And sometimes I would just be there for hours by myself shooting, right? And then I would say, okay, I'm going to come back tomorrow, and I'm going to shoot better than I did yesterday. You know what I'm saying? I'll be up there 4, 5, 6 hours by myself just shooting around, just playing, right? So that's what I do with the podcast. It's like every time I turn the mic on, I want to be better. You know what I'm saying? I did this shit over 100 some times. But every time I want to be better and better because I still feel like I ain't even hit my stride yet. I feel like I ain't even hit my groove yet. You understand what I'm saying? So follow me on this journey, man, and watch what I turn it into. And that's real talk. Watch what I turn it into. But I was watching this video on Instagram, man, and I actually watched it a couple times because it just show you how real the world is. You know what I'm saying? We all know the world is real. We all know it's a lot going on in the world. And, you know, you kind of got to have your head on the swivel. You know what I'm saying? You can't just be too preoccupied of your and not knowing of your surroundings. You know what I'm saying? It's funny. Like, oh man, a few weeks ago, man, maybe it was in the summer sometimes, like, probably like 2 months ago. I'm not exactly remembering when, but you know, like me and my wife, we like to do daily walks. So we'll walk around the neighborhood, right? So we'll walk out our neighborhood and go to the next neighborhood, you know, walk that loop, come back to ours, right? And sometimes we'll walk walk with the kids, sometimes it'd be me and the wife, you know what I'm saying? We might just be like, it might be 11 o'clock at night, we'd be like, yo, let's take a walk. You know what I mean? We just take a walk and talk. You know what I'm saying? But one day we was walking and we just coming, like, we're coming back into our neighborhood. And I thought I heard something, but I didn't hear nothing. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, didn't catch me. But then when I turned around, it was a dude there. Scared the shit out of me. I ain't going front. This nigga scared the shit out of me. But I threw my shit, nigga. I'm ready. Nigga, ask my wife. I was ready to get it. We was about to get it going out that joint. Because I was instantly going there. You know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga just popped up. So now we call him a ghost and shit. So when we see him, he be like, yo, what's up, man? It's the ghost. And we have a laugh. But I didn't hear him. You know what I'm saying? Like, we walking. And where we was walking is a long sidewalk. You know what I'm saying? And it's nighttime, like, this nigga dead ass, like, walk, not to say he was trying anything, but he just happened to be walking down the sidewalk. And, you know, when you walk down the sidewalk, like, he was about to come past us, but I heard him, like, soon as he got real close to us, I turned around, threw my shit, about to swing. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, like, you gotta be aware of your surroundings. You know what I'm saying? But back to this video. So dude is in his car, and I'm assuming he's at a light, or maybe he's at a in traffic or whatever, but he's not moving. I'm saying, I don't know if he's parked on side of the road at a light or whatever the case, he's not moving, but he has camcorders or video recording in his car, right? For whatever reason, he's video recording himself. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if he do Uber, Lyft, you know what I'm saying? DoorDash, I don't know. But he has a camera in his car. So you see a dude come up to the window, knock on the window, see the police badge. Dude rolls his window down. As soon as he rolls his window down, dude puts a gun in his face. Like, nigga, don't move. Give it to me. Straight up. Give it to me. He took his rings and watches, whatever he had, right? And I know that dude is upset. And luckily, he didn't pull the trigger. Luckily, no shots was fired. You know what I'm saying? He just took his shit. He ran off. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and it's crazy because I know dude is glad. Like, yo, she just got this materialistic shit. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, like, you can lose a watch. You know what I'm saying? I lost fronts. You know what I'm saying? I had some nice fucking, I had some 14 karat gold fronts with the diamond cuts. I lost them on the Brooklyn Bridge. I think I had top. Did I have top and bottoms? I don't remember. But me and my wife, we messing around. I don't know. I think I might have took them out to eat some pizza or something. We on the bridge. We on the Brooklyn Bridge walking, going across the Brooklyn Bridge toward Manhattan. And I put them in my pocket. But when I reached back in my pocket, pulled them out, them shits fell out my hand, out my pocket, and bounced on the fucking bridge. This shit was like slow motion. I'm running behind this shit because I see this shit going ding, ding, ding. And just went into the bridge. Boom, I lost them joints. I was tight, but that was materialistic. You know what I'm saying? I'm on my third pinky ring right now because I lost two. You know what I'm saying? And I told this story, but it's like I told this story, you know, a couple of weeks ago. In August, my little cousin Kiara got married. She had two weddings, right? On the second wedding, I got up. You know, I might have been putting some lotion or something on my hands. For whatever reason, I put my pinky ring in my pocket, right? Boom. And it just slipped my mind. I'm like, yo, where's my ring? Because I keep my jewelry together. So I'm like, what the fuck is my ring? I don't know where my ring is. Yo, we got to roll. Boom, we leave. Right? I'm telling my kids, yo, don't nobody go in the room. I'm shutting my door. No, nobody go in the room. I got to turn this shit upside down. Mind you, I got clothes and shit. It's a wedding. I got clothes laying all over. I'm like, yo, nobody go in the room because I don't want them to go in there trying to get something or, you know what I'm saying? And now they kick the ring up under the bed more. Now when I come in there and I vacuum or whatever, my wife vacuum, they vacuum my ring up, I'm ass the fuck out. Right? I'm like, no, what the fuck? Mind you, all day long, I'm in and out my pocket, right? Drinks at the wedding. I'm tipping this late, tipping the drink. You know what I'm saying? You know how you go get the drinks, you tipping them. I'm in and out my pocket, reckless, because I'm not thinking that my ring is in my pocket. And I keep my wallet in my left side. That's where my ring was. All day long, I'm in and out my pocket. Crazy, right? It wasn't until that night, I stopped at the gas station to get some gas. You know what I'm saying? And I'm in there, I'm about to pay for the gas, and my mom was in the store at the time, and I went in my pocket to get the wallet, and I pulled it out. All I see is a fucking, my pinky ring sitting on top of my wallet. I would have been sick. That would have been a couple $1,000 on this pinky ring. That would have been done, because even right then and there in that moment, if I wasn't paying too much attention, that shit would have fell and I wouldn't have heard it because I just wouldn't have been in that. I wouldn't have heard it. I wouldn't have even noticed it because I'd have been so quick trying to, you know what I mean, get the wallet, pay for the gas, whatever the case. All day long, that shit was just in my pocket. You know what I mean? So I know dude is pissed but happy. Like, yo, you know what? This is materialistic shit. Cool. I can get another ring, another chain, whatever the case. You know what I'm saying? But it's just unfortunate that we can't even, you know, like, dude had a fucking police badge. Who's not gonna, if you just randomly sitting in your car and you look out your window and some fucking dude with a police badge, who's not gonna roll the window down and be like, yo, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Whether you're doing something or not, you see a fucking hat, sweater, motherfucker looking like a policeman, you're going to roll that window down. And I'm like, damn. Imagine how many times he did this. You understand what I'm saying? Something like that, you wouldn't be able to know. What they're going to do, put a bulletin out saying, hey, beware of, you know, a guy with a police badge. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they might, but I doubt it. I doubt it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just looking, I'm like, damn, man. Like, it's crazy that that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? That's how, not just what it is, but, you know, it's just the world we living in that motherfuckers is on it like that. You know what I mean? Another thing that I seen, I think I want to say that I was on DL Hughley page. I know it was a comedian page because Earthquake be posting a lot of things like this too. But it might have been DL Hughley, and they were showing how a teacher was getting trained. You know what I'm saying? To handle a gun and do procedure and all that. I'm not with the guns in the class. You know what I'm saying? Like, my son, I don't want my son's teacher or my daughter's teacher. I don't want your kids' teachers to have a fucking gun in the class. Me personally, I ain't with it. I feel like with all the money that this country makes, I feel like you could put some type of armed security guard in each of the schools. You know what I'm saying? You got billions of dollars to send whenever another country is at war or going through something. And you got billions of dollars to send over there. Put billions of dollars to put here into our own school system. Pay the teachers more, for number one. Pay the teachers more, right? And make it so there's at least a police officer or armed guard in the school. You understand what I'm saying? Make it so at least there's an armed guard in the school at all points. Why? Yo, it could be a police officer. Let them do four hours each, right? School ain't but for like 8 hours, if that, 6 hours or whatever the case. Yo, go in there till lunchtime, switch, another officer come in for the rest of the day. Like, why is that so hard to do? But we got billions and billions of dollars to send over here and do over that. You know what I'm saying? You got all these billionaire niggas, got hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars. Again, it's not their fault. It's not. I'm not saying they got to do it, but I mean, where the fuck is the money to the shit that really we need? Like, I don't want my fucking kids' teachers to be responsible for saving my kids because they got to go out and like, come on, man. Come on, yo. It's ridiculous. This is my personal opinion. You know what I'm saying? I guess some people may be like, yo, I'm with it. I'm personally, I don't want the teachers that's supposed to be teaching my kids, I don't want y'all to be handling no guns around my fucking kids. I don't give a fuck how much training y'all do. That ain't what they do. You know what I'm saying? I don't care how much training you say they doing. That ain't what they do. They're teachers. They're there to teach kids and help them learn. Not break down motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, fucking AR-15s and machine guns and Glock 9s and 9mm and all this shit. And go out there and get crazy with a fucking arm shooter. That ain't what they are cut from or built for. I don't want that. That shit is ridiculous to me. But yet we got to open up our phones and watch the news. Oh yeah, billion here, billion there, billion, billion, billion. We sending out billions left and right. We sending out billions left and right, but dragging their feet on their own fucking, our own student forgiveness for all the people that got loans and, you know what I'm saying, actually went to school to try and make something of themselves, and now they got to pay these fucking high-ass loans back. But you sending billions of dollars elsewhere. Take care of home base first. Ain't no fucking way teachers should have fucking guns in the class. I ain't with it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all let me know. Y'all let me know if y'all with that. I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? Please feel free. Hit my Instagram, man. Rick_BHR, man. You know what I'm saying? Or the RetroRickPodcast@gmail.com. Let me know if you with the guns and the teachers and all that. You know what I'm saying? Dahmer. Dahmer, Dahmer, man. Rick Ross put a statement out, and he said, somebody pointed Dahmer shades out or something like that. You know, again, man, yeah, we gotta stop money. Yo, man, money don't make niggas official, man. Like, we gotta start reading in between the lines on some of these characters, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these dudes be showing you exactly who they are, man. For real. Like, these dudes be weird, like cornball type niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not necessarily trying to, I don't know, man. I'm just putting it out there. Everybody ain't as cool as the money may make them seem. Let me say that. You know what I'm saying? All these celebrities, they ain't as cool as the money make them seem, man. You could tell. You could tell. You could tell how people was or what type of person somebody was before they got money. You can tell by the way they act, man. Rick Ross said, yo, pointing to the Dahmer shades or whatever the case, they tore his ass up. They tore him up, right? Then I'm looking at this joint that say a pair of Jeffrey Dahmer shades. And if you don't know who Jeffrey Dahmer is, he's a bugged out motherfucker that was eating people and killing people in the early 90s. There's a Netflix documentary on him, like a docuseries, 10 episodes. Watch it. It's bugged out. You know what I'm saying? I remember hearing about it, but, you know, like I said, I just wanted to see how it played out. I don't condone in it. From what I'm hearing, that Netflix didn't consult with the family. The families aren't getting no money. That's clown shit. That's dumb shit to me. You know what I'm saying? For real. That's like shit like that. It's like, yo, come on, man. Have some fucking decency and at least, you know, reach out to the families of the victims. Have some decency to do that. I don't give a damn about the movie you're trying to make. This is real life shit here. This ain't something that's made up. You understand what I'm saying? This really happened. These are real people you're talking about. These are real scab wounds you're about to reopen. So reach out to the family. But these big multi-million dollar companies and all that, they don't care about nothing but money. You know what I'm saying? But Jeffrey Dahmer was a fucking sicko. Right? We all know that. Sicko. Sicko. Weird, sick nigga. You know what I'm saying? But his glasses is going for $150,000 right now. They got the Jeffrey Dahmer shades going for $150,000 right now. That's another thing I can't get with. Because certain shit is just like, why? Why do you want this? This is on Say Cheese TV. They made the post. According to TMZ, a collectible shop owner in Canada is selling Jeffrey Dahmer's glasses for $150,000. It will be the crown jewel of the cult collectibles in Vancouver, Canada, which also lists Dahmer's personal cutlery and Bible, among other personal items. Who the fuck want to buy this shit? You know what I'm saying? Who do cut people up and ate them? Who wants his possessions? Why? Like, we got to stop with this dumb shit, man. You know what I'm saying? That shit like that. Burn that shit. Get it the fuck out of here. That type of shit shouldn't be, like, a thing to profit off of. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't be able to profit off of this dude's glasses. Who wants this shit? I don't want this dude's glasses in my fucking house. Nor his cutlery or any of his other personal items. I don't want that shit in my house. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand the mind frame of people who... Somebody's going to buy them shits. Just because they want them and they want to wear them. Like, you know what I mean? You got weird motherfuckers out here like that. Me, personally, I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool, man. For real. Miss me with all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Miss me with all that shit. Another thing that I wanted to get into, man, is this whole DaBaby situation. You know what I'm saying? DaBaby dropped a new album and, you know, I guess the numbers not doing what the people thought they was going to do. You know what I'm saying? They're like 17K or something like that. I'm not a numbers guy, but... You know, when Jay-Z came out, all them lie, women lie, numbers don't. The first thing I said was, niggas, numbers lie. Numbers lie all the time. Numbers is lying even more now than then. You know what I'm saying? Because now you got fake streams, streaming farms. You got all this shit. You know what I'm saying? Do I think DaBaby is blackballed? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? And also, like, I mean, his shows and shit is probably going to be sold out. And I see people commenting, and I seen Russ, who I respect, Russ Penn. He was saying, like, yo, nobody can blackball you. What I think, personally think, the baby mean is my numbers. You know what I'm saying? He probably still going to go out, sell, do his shows, and sell out or whatever the case. But I think that they can, you know, they can minimize your numbers. I think that they got the, they, I don't think, I know they can make your numbers whatever they want to make your numbers. You know what I'm saying? I think that's what he mean by being black bull. Like, yo, they stepping on my numbers. That's what I think. You know what I'm saying? That's what I think. But I also do think that, you know, as young black men and, you know, just like, I feel like when we get into these positions, we got to start to focus up. You know what I'm saying? Leave that negative shit alone, man. You know what I mean? Like, we got too many young artists, young black men that's getting opportunities that millions and millions of others of black men is not getting. You know what I'm saying? In this particular era, man, it's creating so many people to be able to provide for their families because of the way you can get on now. You can get popping from anything. You know what I'm saying? You can get popping from clothing. You can get popping from music. You can get popping from all type of different things, internet, different business, entrepreneurship. When you get into these positions, let's maintain and hold these positions. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to train and become different in our thinking. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't move around and act gangster. You know what I'm saying? I don't condone that. I don't believe in that. I'm just a man at the end of the day that's going to do what I got to do for whatever the situation is. You know what I'm saying? All that gangster tough shit, I'm cool on that. That ain't never been my thing. Even when I was in school, I just never been on that. You know what I'm saying? To some people that could come off as, yo, oh, you soft or you this, you that. Nigga, you can think whatever you want to think. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I've always been like that. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I'm confident in what I can do, and I'm confident in what I will do. And that's just what it is. I'm not never here to explain what I feel I can do. You know what I'm saying? Like, that just don't make sense to me. You know? But we get these, we watch artists get to a certain status, you know, and then they still be like, you're not in the hood no more, my nigga. And everybody talk this real nigga shit, man. I'm real. I don't give a fuck about this. I don't give a fuck. I ain't never changing this, this. Yo, my nigga. Is no way in hell in you're going to be a multimillionaire and be happy with losing everything and now going back and being living in poverty. Nobody will. That ain't it, nigga. That ain't the move. You understand what I'm saying? That ain't the move. That is not the move, yo. For real. So is the baby blackballed? I don't think he's blackballed. I do think they probably stepping on his numbers. You know what I'm saying? Because again, when you get unruly and when they feel like, oh, you might turn into a problem, yo, we're going to make our bread. But once at any given moment they see like a little decline or, you know, again, nobody stays on top forever. So they going, as long as you on top, they going to fucking back you for all the bullshit. Whatever you do, you get in trouble, whatever. Keep going. Because they there for that, right? The moment somebody else is coming up or the moment that they see that little dip, all right. You know what I'm saying? Same shit with R. Kelly. I don't condone nothing he did. That nigga is where he need to be, right? But they knew this shit. That wasn't nothing new that he was doing or whatever the case. That was nothing new what he was doing. Once they used him up and they cannot get no more out of him, all right, throw him to the wolves. You know what I'm saying? Now, again, the baby in R. Kelly situations is different because, again, the baby is going to go and do shows. He going to get his show money. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was like, yo, 6ix9ine ain't going to be able to survive when he get out. Nobody's going to fuck with him. We in a different era. You know what I'm saying? As you can see, he's still doing shows for thousands and thousands of people. So the baby going to be good. You know what I'm saying? But as far as just being that guy of the industry, that may be over with and they're going to move on to someone else. You know what I'm saying? As far as him being on top like he was, he had his run. You know what I'm saying? It's like now his run is starting to decline. Not to say he's not gonna get his money and do his shows or whatever he gotta do, but the fact of, yo, oh shit, he did this many numbers, he's everywhere, he's the guy, all the radio and all that, that's probably clipped. And that's probably why he feel he's black, he's gonna be blackballed, and we'll have to see what happens moving forward. You know what I'm saying? There was another rapper, Lil Zay Osama, something like that. He left his gun in the Uber. If I'm not mistaken, I've seen dude around. I think he's from Chicago. I'm not familiar with his music or anything like that, but allegedly he left a gun in the Uber in New York City. The Uber driver told the police, from the reports I read, said the Uber driver told the police that they seen dude playing with the gun. Like, seen dude with the gun, you know what I'm saying? And then I guess he left it in the joint. I don't know if it was an accident, I don't know if it was on purpose, I don't know. Allegedly, I don't know nothing about nothing. All I'm saying is, if you're somewhere, youngins, listen to me. Hire armed security. Once you become the bag, be the bag. Hire armed security. I don't care about none of that extra shit. You are now a business. You have to start thinking, moving, and acting like a business. This is serious shit you're doing. These people are paying you thousands, hundreds of thousands, sometimes millions to do what you're doing. You are a business. Hire security. Move like you are the bag. If you don't do that, and now you go to jail, you're not the bag in jail. You understand what I'm saying? See, I'm from an era, and I come from a time where, like, niggas didn't want to be in poverty, man. Nobody want to be in the hood. These dudes nowadays get rich and want to be in the fucking hood or still be hood or still, like, dog, I don't care about the beefs and all that. Move if you have to. That's just real talk. Move. Get you and your peoples and your close peoples, this your circle, move them if you have to move them. The goal is to get the bag. Get the bag and be on bag time, man. Real talk. Get the bag and be on bag time, man. I'm not just saying this because I don't know what's going on and all that. I'm not saying protect yourself, because I know that nowadays these youngins, they be into all type of shit. You know what I'm saying? But we got to be more mindful. Allegedly, let's just, for anybody, if you're walking around with a hammer on you, first things first, don't pull your hammer out in the fucking Uber and be playing with it and holding it and doing all that shit. That's number one. Then, because guess what? This dude might drop you off and be like, yo, hey, police officer, I just dropped this person off at this address. He's wearing this and he has a gun. That's number one. Or you leave it in the car. Now you done left a fucking gun in the car. And you in New York City, one of the strictest places for guns. And they said you had a switch on that joint, which categorized it as a fucking machine gun. Again, this is allegedly, and I'm not necessarily saying he's guilty. I don't know, dude. I don't know what he into. I don't know how he move. I'm not familiar. I'm just speaking just in general. Anybody strapped up, you know, moving around with they thing on them, like, be more cautious, man. You know what I'm saying? And if you got to go somewhere where you feel you need to bring a gun, then maybe you don't need to go to that spot. You know what I'm saying? If you got to go somewhere and you think you need a gun on you, maybe you don't need to go to that spot. I don't care if you're a celebrity. I don't care if you're a civilian. If you feel like, yo, I might need to take my joint over there, leave your shit home. Matter of fact, leave your ass home. And you ain't got to go over there. And then you ain't got to worry about it. You know what I'm saying? That's real talk. That's real talk. Like, I ain't even gonna hold you. You know, I'm tired of seeing, you know, young black men getting arrested. I'm tired of seeing young black men, you know, in these type of situations, because they just can't leave the hood alone. The purpose of you wanting to do what you're doing should be to get out the hood. You know what I'm saying? You have to have that mentality of, you know what? Let me get out. Let me stop doing this so I can continue to be the bag. So my kids could be good. So I can finally show my moms and everybody in my family and my friends in my immediate circle. Let me show them a different life. I'm the bag now. So let me start thinking and moving and acting like the bag. Even if you're an artist as big as the baby. Come on, man. Let's get professional on these niggas, man. And I'm not saying that dudes is not professional, but dudes be into a lot of wild shit, unnecessary shit. You know what I'm saying? On some real shit. Like, I ain't about to sit here and get M's in my account and then get to start talking some wild shit and fighting and doing all this shit, acting like I can't lose that them M's because I could lose them M's. You know what I'm saying? On some real shit. You got to, like, when your lifestyle elevate, everything else around you elevate. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you want the mansion, but it's a lot of fees in that mansion. You know what I'm saying? Maintenance on that mansion is a lot. When them shows slow down or them shows start getting smaller, guess what? Things got to start downsizing. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucking 9 cars turn into 2 cars, 1 car. You know what I'm saying? So on and so forth. Oh, bought a house for your mom, sister, brothers, aunts, and all them? Yeah. Oh, all right. This aunt got to move in with this aunt now. Oh, damn. Like, things happen when you aren't just on top of everything, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, man. So that's just the message to all the people out here that's getting to it and you are someone of note. You know what I'm saying? Whether you got beef or not, man, move around in the streets like you worth something, man. Move around in the streets like you the bag. Grab you some security. And do your 1-2. You know what I'm saying? Like on some real shit. Because you can't play both sides, man. It's never going to work out. You can't be in the street and in the street. You mean? You can't be in the industry and in the street. Get what I'm saying? You can't play both. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm about to get out of here, man. You know, I'm about to start playing some joints, man. At the end of my podcast, man, you know, I'm a big hip-hop head. You know what I'm saying? I come from the golden era, man. I'm an 80s baby. So I'm going to be playing all ball work, all type of spitters. And, you know, just whatever it is I pick for that week, man. So, you know, I'm going to be starting to close these shows off with some music recommendations. I'm going to close them off, like, you know what I'm saying, with just something that I feel like y'all should hear. So what we going to close off with, let me hit my Bluetooth on the joint here. Hold on. Let me hit my Bluetooth off so y'all can hear this. And we're going to do Ransom. Ransom Get Busy. Ransom is from Jersey. This is from the Heavy is the Head project. You know what I'm saying? This joint is called Tyranny. This is by Ransom.
Yeah. That butter.
Ransom Get Busy too.
That pure white. This ain't that cookie cutter shit them niggas got over there. Nah. This that soul for the heart. That shit mama be talking about. Listen. Success, that's how you punish them. These people sleeping on you, just fluff the pillows to comfort them. My brother always told me, they give you shade, throw the sun at them. The best thing you could do for poor people is not be one of them. So I ain't gonna be one of them. These same motherfuckers that's trying to humble them, they wasn't around for the stomach rumblings. I come in peace, but can't guarantee you won't leave in pieces. Be discreet with those civilians who tend to believe in secrets. See, the streets is not for the game, so leave the bleachers. We the reapers, and the lead pools of blood by the feet of preachers. I don't glorify it, nah. I keep it real. I think you ought to try it. You look the part and so they sort of buy it. I don't feel a need to record with liars. I'm awfully biased, I'm for all survivors. Have your jaw with wires if you thought to try us. It's imperative that you know this game. It's incredulous how I shoulder pain. In the effort to just control the flames, I was supposed to change like Clark Kent into a Superman, but still I'm stuck in the lowest lane. That's why my soul is as cold as rain. But still I'm steady as a soldier's aim. I spill spaghetti when I blow your brain. Is you ready for this poker game? Don't let my aces come and fold your frame. Deshaun Watson with this foreplay. Or bring the text in because most of you bitches rub me the wrong way. Matter of fact, I'ma let the song play. Recite the bars like my life was scarred. I gambled and had to fight the odds. And despite of having a long day, I'm fighting hard. Cause the darkest night gonna always produce the brightest stars. What's the price of heart if you sold
the weight. Just control your fate, know you great. My bars are written to motivate. Stop letting snake niggas show they face like they know they safe. Hold your place, can't count the tears at a soldier's wake. Respect is something we can't negotiate. Niggas is cold-blooded, he ain't mean to do it. Same thing that he told the judges. Them niggas don't love us, most niggas cold-blooded. Stab you in your back for your budget. Them niggas cold-blooded. These niggas cold-blooded, he ain't mean to do it. Same thing that he told the judges. Them niggas don't love us, most niggas cold-blooded. Stab you in your back for your budget. Them niggas cold-blooded.
That was Ransom off his Heavy is the Head album, man. That joint was called Tyranny. Ransom get busy. He drop an album every couple of months. Super dope, super lyrical. He talks, you know what I'm saying? He really put it together, man. So again, man, I appreciate y'all for tuning in. You know, hit the website, bhrclothing.bigcartel.com. Yo, for real, man, spread the word, spread the word, spread the word. You know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that might know somebody. Tell them too, man. It's the Retro Rick Podcast, man.